So we've been speaking a lot about political hits, assassinations relating to the local government elections as we count down the days to those elections on the 1st of November. And we've seen a number of instances where councillors or hopeful councillors have been murdered in cold blood. So what happens in these cases? Is there any kind of resolution? Are they ever solved? So we thought we'd have a look at a court case happening today in KZN, because a notorious hitman who was found guilty of the 2016 murder of an ANC councillor in KZN is due to be sentenced today. Fisokule Ntuli appearing in the High Court today. So let's get an update on that from Nhlanhla Mabaso, EWN KZN correspondent. Nhlanhla, good afternoon to you. What has happened in this case? Has there been sentencing handed down?
Not at all, Mandy. The sentencing was expected to take place this morning. However, it saw an adjournment due to an application that was brought in by the accused's lawyer. That is Sicelo. The lawyer's name is Sicelo Zungu, and the accused is Fisokule Ntuli, like you mentioned in your intro. They brought an application saying that they are requesting that the sentencing be adjourned in the matter so that they can have social workers assessing his personal circumstances. I think in this regard would be looking at his upbringing, looking at his family and what type of a person he is at home, so that they can grant him a lenient sentence if be.
So tell us more about this man, Nhlanhla. What was he convicted for exactly?
Well, according to National Police spokesperson, that is Vishnu Naidi, he was convicted on 6 counts of murder, 1 attempted murder, and 4 counts of unlawful possession of a firearm. You would remember that he was arrested for having killed an ANC councillor, that is Taminyembe, in northern parts of KwaZulu-Natal, in Nongoma, to be exact, back in 2016.
And is he linked with other cases of interest, some other high-profile cases, I understand? He is a notorious hitman.
Indeed, Mandy. Well, he is said to be a person of interest to at least other 14 cases, which could be linked to murder there in Johannesburg, in Gauteng, to be exact, Mandy. And he is also said to be one of the accused in the Senzo Meyiwa murder case, which, of course, Mandy, tells you if this notorious man is only a hitman, the bigger question would be, who are the masterminds behind these cases?
That's always the question, isn't it, Nhlanhla? Well, thank you very much for that update, Nhlanhla Mabaso, EWN KZN correspondent. So just an interesting perspective there, right? Where what happens when there are these political assassinations? Is anybody ever arrested for them? Do they ever get convicted? Do many of them just go unsolved? So there is a high-profile hitman, well-known, being convicted, and we are now waiting for that sentencing to happen.